church where you get the Word of God. They say because we want the praise, brother, the praise. I can understand that to an extent. But let me tell you something. Let me go back. Praise won't grow you spiritually. Speaking in tongues and raising hands and jumping pews and doing whatever you want to do, and I'm not making fun of that or lie to that, we're going to spend eternity with them in heaven. Nothing grows you but the Word of God. Nothing grows you but the Word of God. But these churches where somebody could say, Amen, and nobody broke a neck. One last thing. The last thing that these churches had in common, that there was a strong, powerful sense of conquest. Ed Young, Adrian Rogers said, when you walked into the church, when you walked into a Sunday school room, it just was there. There was an idea of conquest. It was there in the service. It was there with the staff. It was there with the people in the church. There was a strong sense of conquest in the church. They were going to ford the next stream, cross the next river, climb the next mountain, give the next dollar, pay the next price, build the next building, do whatever it was that needed to be done. But there was a sense of conquest. I liked what Datsun used to have as a commercial before they became the Nissan Corporation. They had a commercial that said, we are driven. Let me tell you something. We need a holy drivenness about us. We need a sense of conquest. Brother, we need it in our convention. I've never seen people, the Foreign Mission Board, saying to us, we may not be able to send missionaries. God, help us. We need a sense of conquest again in the Southern Baptist Convention. We need a sense of conquest in the church that we'll go the next mile. Do what God's called us to do. Go, go, reach, reach, win, win, more, more. Man, I want to be a part of something that's moving, not something that's sitting still. And I think the vast majority of this church does too. I believe you do. Dr. Ed Young said, he went to Jack Hayford's church, Church on the Way. If I ever build a church, I'm going to name it that, Church on the Way, or Church on the Go, or Church on the Move. He said that there was a 1,500-seat auditorium on a Wednesday night. He said it was packed. And for 2 hours, Jack Hayford got up and preached the Word. He got up verse by verse, exegetically, and taught on a Wednesday night for 2 hours. Then he said at 9 o'clock, those of you who need to go home, take your children, you go, God bless you. If you can stay, stay, because we're going to have a business meeting. And in that business meeting, they voted. After an hour and 45 minutes of debate and talking about it, they voted, listen to me, unanimously to spend $2 million. Now, I'm not going to ask you to do that tonight, so don't get upset. I'm not going to ask you to spend a dime tonight. That's not what this is for. They voted unanimously to spend $2 million. And you say, for what? To buy a town. To buy a town. That's what they spent $2 million for. They went out into Nevada. They found a town with the sewer and the plumbing and everything there. And they were going to buy that town for $2 million. Well, what they were going to do with it? They were going to fly in 500 Cambodian refugees. They were going to win them to Jesus, teach them the Bible, disciple them, teach them evangelism, give them some Bible study courses over the process of 5 years, put them on a plane, send them back to Cambodia to be missionaries. Now, brother, that's mission. Man, that's a sense of conquest. You say, but preacher, we can't do that. I've never known us to do anything we thought we couldn't do. I know we can't do it. Why don't we get out the way and let God do it for a change? They had a strong sense of conquest. I tell you what, I want to be part of a church that's moving and growing and winning and doing something. Instead of Edmund Hillary, when he reached the peak of Mount Everest, no one really knew about it because he did it in a blizzard. He started out that morning making better ground and climbing faster and higher than he thought he could. And By mid-afternoon, it began to cloud up, and then a little bit later, it began to rain, and then it turned to sleet, and then to snow, and a blizzard blew up, and they thought that everything was going to be lost. He had tried before. Would he reach the peak? Could he make the summit? The prince was down on the bottom at the base camp. The world was waiting to hear. Had Hillary conquered Everest? They didn't know. They hadn't heard from him. They didn't see how he could possibly do it in the storm. But all the press from around the world got together and they said, we'll send out a one-sentence telegram. And that's what they did. And that one-sentence telegram read like this. When last seen, Hillary was reaching for the peak. Now we're in the process of our 95th year writing the history of this church. We have a committee. Who's doing that? What I'm interested in is what are they going to write 95 years from now? Are they going to write that South Norfolk Baptist Church held its own at between 350 and 400 in Sunday school? I hope not. Are they going to write in history 95 years from now that South Norfolk Baptist Church just was winning 10 to 20 to Jesus Christ? And I hope not. I hope they write that we dreamed, that we had a vision, that we moved. And you say, but preacher, what if we fall on our face? Then if we fall on our face, let them write that we were last seen reaching for the peak. Reaching for it. We'll leave the results up. Would you bow your heads with me? Every head bowed and every eye closed. You say, Pastor, I don't understand what you're talking about at all this morning because I've never given my life to Jesus Christ. I don't understand the workings of a church. I don't understand why we want to reach people for Christ. I don't understand all of that because I've never received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Maybe God's speaking to your heart this morning. You're here. You've never done that. And you need to step out in just a moment. Come to the front here. I'll share with you how you can know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. There are others of you here this morning, you've been looking for a church home. You say, I want to know about a church before I join it. Brother, I told you everything I can tell you this morning about this church. We just want to reach people for Christ and strengthen the belief. You say, I want to be part of a church like that. And I invite you to come. Don't wait. Don't delay. Come now this morning. Join this church. Stand with us. We need you. Move forward with us. Church, I really don't know how to apply this. I just shared with you five principles. But I know God can apply it to your heart better than I can. I don't know what decision you need to make personally, individually. But Christ is speaking to your heart. We're going to stand and sing a hymn of invitation. You need to make some decision. You come. Father, Lord, your word tells us wherever Christ is lifted up, you'll draw men unto you. Father, more than anything else this morning, I pray that I've just simply lifted up Jesus and held him up. And Father, I'm content to leave everything in your hands. I just pray, Father, that in this place, we'd see fruit for our labor. But we pray it in Jesus' name. You stay in that spirit of prayer, would you, as you stand to your feet? The choir's going to sing, just as I am. You need to come. Why don't you come right now, would you? make a decision, would you come quickly? Right now. Husband, wife, young person, family, you need to come and join this church. Receive Christ. Why don't you do it now?